Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
International. Excited about what God is doing and what he has done for us in our lives. We thank you for tuning in, and we just bless you with the love of God. We welcome you to Kingdom Builders. This is Prophetess Teresa Dox, the visionary of Kingdom Builders International. We're here tonight just excited, for God is so good to us, so good to us. Truly, he's good to us. We're going to be talking about tonight, this is holy ground, commanding your morning, commanding your day, taking authority over your day, taking authority over the traps and the snares that the enemy has set before us. Knowing how to conquer the things that are keeping us from being and walking in God's best. Well, I'm going to cover the lines with a word of prayer. And once again, I thank you for tuning in. Give someone a call to bless them and tell them to call in. Tell them to go to our website and tune in, www.blogtalkradio/Kingdom Builders International. We're here, we're live, we're ready to minister the word of God. Well, Lord God, we thank you for this hour of power. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can get in your presence and we can call on you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual gifts, the spiritual, just even a tune-up, Lord God, so that we can be afresh in your word. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for understanding, Father. Well, I ask you right now, Lord God, that you would hide me behind the cross. Allow the blood of Jesus to saturate me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. For truly, Lord, we know that this is holy ground. Being in your presence is holy ground. And, Father, we ask you right now that you would open the ear gates of the listeners. Father, we thank you, for we know that when we knock, we know that when we ask, seek, and knock, that the door shall be open, and we count it as already done. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say, amen, amen. You know, when you really think about it, when you wake up in the morning, or when you get up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you get up and you can't rest, and you know that is prayer time. Do you actually roll over and get out of that bed and begin to talk to our Father and begin to get in his presence? You know, sometimes we go through obstacles because we don't get up out of that bed and command our morning. We're going to be talking about this is holy ground. When you get up and you command your morning. You know, Satan's kingdom has to be exposed. And we need to know how to expose the kingdom that Satan has established. We're going to be playing different excerpts of Cindy Tram. For truly, she is awesome, an awesome woman of God. And I'm going to play the first excerpt of her, and I just want you to be blessed with it. I want you to receive it in your spirit. Amen. Let me play the first one. God bless you.
Thank you for making the investment.
Those that hear.
Thank you for making the investment in your life by purchasing this recording of Dr. Cindy Trim's Library of Kingdom Living. Be blessed as you listen to this life-changing message. It is her prayer that you will be inspired and empowered to fulfill your purpose and destiny.
Father, the teaching of commending the morning is just a part of our posture of prayer. But it takes us from a positive perspective, not fighting with devils and demons as in the rules of engagement, but constructing our own destiny and participating in our own success and prosperity. Father, I pray that your children were blessed and something that was said activated a fire, a zeal for prayer. Father, bless each home, each household, every relationship, every mind. Bless it. Father, I release your people to experience success and prosperity, kingdom style. I activate the kingly anointing on their lives. And I pray and wish above all things that they will prosper and be in good health, even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Let me just finish this. Here's your instructions, very simple instructions. Number one, when you pray, pray prospectively, prospectively, pro. There should be no doubt in your mind that God wants you to prosper. Job 22:28 tells us, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your way. Since the spirit realm is the causal realm, expect that whatever you are praying shall come to pass, because it has already been sealed in the spirit. God has already released things before the foundation of the world. He has assigned a specific time and season for them to come to pass. Do not be counterproductive in your prayers by praying one thing and confessing the other. Be consistent in knowing that whether you commit the releasing of those things that pertain to your life and godliness to prayer or faith, confession, God is saying that whatsoever, whether it be positive or negative, faith or unbelief, you loose is loose, and whatsoever you bind is bound. Do you understand that? Whatsoever, 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 listen, I'm going to keep saying this. From this day on, I want you to walk consciously that whatever is released out of your life, it is considered a out of your mouth. It's considered a command in the realm of the spirit. The spirit realm does not know that you are just making a joke and it's a colloquial expression. It doesn't understand that. Why? Because you are as God in this earth realm. You represent him. So therefore, when God speaks, it is considered a command. So whatsoever you bind on earth is bound. Whatever you released, you are giving it permission to exist. Amen? I've just started recently to practice something. There are certain things that come across my day that I decide that I'm not going to give it any attention. I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to address it, and I ain't going to fight with it. Why? Because I'm refusing to give it permission to exist. There are certain things that ain't worth. It's just not worth it. It's a waste of time. Glory to God. I just don't give it permission to exist. There were some prayers that you're going to learn and some declarations that you're going to learn how to release into your life that's going to take care of all of it. And if you download it into the night before, then the day has to come into divine alignment to that declaration. I don't care what people are saying or doing. So some things you don't have to address anymore. It's going to come under divine alignment. Let me tell you something. Some of you need to go back on your job and announce to your enemy, I ain't fighting with you anymore. And just walk away. Go home to some of those people in your houses that are antagonistic and say, I just want to announce this is the last day I'm going to deal with this issue and walk off. I got a strategy for you. I don't need to confront you in person. I'm going to deal with you in the realm of the spirit. Yes. Let me tell you, you don't have to keep going back and going back and going back to certain people and negotiate to certain banks, to certain companies. If that is for you, they say no, say thank you very much. And conduct your business and transact business in the realm of the spirit. Whatever, good or bad, whatever, little or big, whatever. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, whatever. Matthew 18:18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Number two, if you're going to decree and declare, you're going to do it authoritatively. God has delegated authority to us as believers that we may accomplish his will in the earth realm. Inherent within this divine authority is the mantle of responsibility and accountability. You are responsible to speak in accordance with the divine will that has been spoken concerning you. Kingdom authority demands that you become proactive in the establishment of purpose in your life experience. You are not to be dominated by circumstances, but you are to take authority over them and to decree the will of God into manifestation. John 16:23, in that day, NIV, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatsoever you ask in my name. What does that mean? You have the authority to utilize the name of Jesus. So whatever you do, whatever you decree, just do it in the name of Jesus. The devil said, you don't have no power. I don't need no power. Why? Because God gave me delegated power in the name of Jesus. In the name, not my name. My name don't have no power. But in the name of, there you go, in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who by the power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly far above all that we are able or dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. That's the Amplified Bible. I just love how it says it. Now unto him who is able to do the exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The Amplified Version says it like this. I love it. Now to him who by, in consequence of, the action of his power that is working within us, is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly, far above and over all that we dare ask or think. Now, I dare you. I dare you. I double dare you. To just ask, to decree, to declare, to desire, and to believe. I double dare you. He said, above anything that you dare to hope, you dare to dream. You know what that means? It means that I may not qualify, but I dare. I don't have the money, but I dare. I don't have the hookup, but I dare. I don't have the name. I double dare you to declare this. And number three, pray early. Praying early does not refer only to the hour of a day, but it refers also to praying before something happens or before situations escalate. And these principles are based on several things. Number one, God is an early riser. Jeremiah 7:13. The Bible said, and now because you have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. And I called you, but you answered not. Matthew 20:1. For the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers in the vineyard. Number two, God strikes early. 2 Kings chapter 3 verses 1 to 22. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the waters, and the Moabites saw the waters on the other side as red blood. This happened early in the morning. Why? Because God struck the enemy of Israel's early. Amen. 2 Kings 19:35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out, smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So by the time the people got up, God had already worked. He strikes early. Number three, God, the master strategist, empowered Moses in early morning prayer. Exodus 8:20. The Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the waters, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Exodus 8:9-13. And the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Exodus 24:4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Numbers 14:40. And they rose up early in the morning, get them up into the mount, to the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we go up unto the place where the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. God speaks through and to his servants early. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat sat and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Jesus rose early to pray. Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and prayed. The people of God rose early to hear him. Luke 21:38. And all the people came early in the morning to bring him in the temple for to hear him. John 8:2. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. The first church rose early. Acts 5:21. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them bought. Rise early, therefore, and commend your morning. Isaiah 26:9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Amen.
If you have been blessed by this message, remember,
woman of God is just quoting scriptures to you, how important it is to rise up early. You know, we just take that for granted, and sometimes we just start our day and we up and about and out, but we forget about that we need to truly command our day. Take authority. Any proactive attack that the enemy may have launched while you were asleep, and even while your children were asleep. You know, back to where when the Lord was speaking, and when the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm, and he said, who is this that darkened my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man, and I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth foundation? Tell me if you understand. You know, just think about God already established everything for us, everything for us to do. So when our day began, it needs to begin with God. It needs to begin in his presence. We need to start off, you know, when you think about the witches and the warlocks and how they go forth in the first watch of the day. So they begin to pray when we begin to sleep, speaking to the moon and to their gods, commanding tragedy. Commanding, speaking to the earth. God wants us to speak to him, to release those angels. It is so important that we understand that our destiny is predicated on us commanding our morning. And as I was saying, the Lord had spoke to Job, and it was a situation that had been responding to adversities. Firstly, the Lord had spoke out of the storm. Can you imagine God speaking to you out of the storm? He spoke to Job out of the storm of the man's life. And he answered Job. And he said, can you test today if you're going through a storm? Are you in a situation that you think you cannot get out of? Are you tired of trying? Are you sleeping and getting emotionally and mentally tired? Are you doing the same thing over and over without positive results? Are you commanding your day? Or are you just falling a victim of circumstances? It's important that we understand who we are in God, where we sit with God. Job was going through, but God never left him. And the same love that God had for Job, he have it for us. He asked Job a question. And I ask you that same question. Where were you when he laid the earth foundation? The foundation is already laid. We just have to know that it's already laid out for us. We have to follow the program as God has already laid out in his word for us to do. Yes, sometimes we get tossed and torn this way and that way, but we have to get back to the program because God has already laid the foundation and he has already established and made our destiny. But we have to stay on course. And we have to decree a thing. The word says, if you decree a thing, it shall be established. So that means that when we speak these words, that they're released from the heavenlies. And they're hanging in the heavenlies, waiting for us to receive it and pull it down into the natural realm. So when it's spoken, then we have to receive it in our spirit. And we have to believe it. And then the manifestation comes. Because every spoken word is not just for everybody. It's for those that grab hold to it. The word of God said, believe the prophet and prosper. Believe the prophet and live. Believe the prophetic word that comes from the mouth of God. And live. You shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And I'm going to play just some words that woman of God.
Thank you for making the investment in your life by purchasing this CD from Dr. Cindy Trim's Library of Kingdom Living. Be blessed as you listen to this life-changing message. It is her prayer that you will be inspired and empowered to fulfill your purpose and destiny.
In the book of Psalm 144, verses 1 to 15, we have recorded the prayer of a very skillful warrior by the name of David. From his days as a shepherd boy and throughout his reign as king of the nation of Israel, God had actually empowered him in the art, the science, and technologies of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. His skill and his expertise were gained as God, in his sovereignty, placed him in the midst of a variety of battles, ranging from an encounter with bears and lions to the actual contest with Goliath the giant, and the battle which he fought with his son Absalom, whose defiant insurrection almost cost him his kingdom. In this particular psalm, David lets us know that it was Jehovah Gibor, the mighty man of war, who taught him warfare strategies and tactics and provided the divine empowerment for success. He lifts his voice in adulation to honor God, his strength, as he declares, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my keen and firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my steadfast love, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues my people under me." Now, the Bible clearly states that a believer should pray and not faint, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant concerning his devices. Satan is always plotting and planning the demise of the saints. He plans to wear us out, to wear us down, to create disillusionment, destruction, to derail us from fulfilling God's original plan and purpose. He is vigilant, and we must understand that the thing that Satan really wants to do is to ensnare you in order to gain authority over you. You must take Paul's apostolic directive to Timothy relative to prayer very seriously, in which he indicates that if you are going to fight, you must begin to war for your purpose and destiny by effectively using the word of God. Now, as we draw our attention to this particular psalm, I'm excited to be able to share with you today, even from David's life experience. And from his experiences, I have learned that the only way you can become a skillful warrior is to be trained and placed in the midst of a battle. It is only when you are placed in the furnace of afflictions and when all hell seems to break loose around you that you can truly be trained in the art of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. Now, please notice my word, strategic prayer. Many times we pray, but we are not praying strategically. Sometimes it's kind of like a hit or miss issue. We want you to be able to pray and hit the target every time you open your mouth. The Bible said, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established." We want God's kingdom to come here in the earth realm, and it seems to me that the only way God moves in a very powerful way in the life of the believer, in our neighborhoods and communities, in our homes, in our governments, in our school systems, is when believers begin to pray. Now, when we talk about praying, we must understand that we're not practicing this thing, because practice does not make perfect. Instead, perfect practice makes perfect. You will never get to the level of training you need in order to become an effective prayer warrior by engaging in simple war games. You must face a real enemy on a real battlefield. And it is when God trains you in the midst of an actual battle that you gain true experience. And when I think about it, I think about you being in the midst of your trial, or being in the midst of your tribulation. And I want to encourage you at this particular time, maybe God has handpicked this time, this hour, this test, this trial to train you so that you can become a serious sniper in the realm of the spirit. And the whole point and the goal of this particular series, The Rules of Engagement, really is to train you and enable you to become a sniper in the realm of the spirit so that you begin to hit the swiftest moving satanic target. That's number one. Number two, the goal of this particular series is so that you can conquer your demonic bear, your demonic lion, and your giant. And thirdly, so that you can gain and regain spiritual authority and dominion in both the spiritual and terrestrial domains. Fourthly, so that you could pray effectively effectively using biblically based prayers, and then finally so that you can gain new strategies for prayer and spiritual warfare. Now, when you pick up this book and you use this CD, as a student of in the School of Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, you will learn how to pray effectively from the correct perspective and position, number one. Number two, you will learn how to effectively war in the heavenlies for new spheres of power and jurisdiction. Number three, you will also learn how to recognize the devices, strategies, and tactics of the enemy. Number four, you will learn how to counteract ignorance of satanic devices with the word of God. And then finally, you will learn how to use your legal rights and authority to employ strategic tactics and strategies for prayer and spiritual warfare. At this time, let me just stop to encourage you to write us or call us so that you can get the entire series. We do have the correspondence course for the rules of engagement, and we travel throughout the United States and throughout the world conducting the rules of engagement workshop. So you might want to find out when the rules of engagement lecture series is coming to an area near you, or you might want to write us for the correspondence course. Now, whenever you face a real enemy or on a real battlefield, you want to make sure that you are going to win every battle that you fight. So simply just reading the Bible or attending a workshop or a conference will never make you an effective warfare. You must, in fact, apply these principles and pray these prayers so that the enemy can, number one, recognize who you are in the realm of the spirit, and number two, you can effectively utilize the keys to the kingdom concerning prayer that God has left with each one of us so that we can become more than a conqueror and overcome in every battle that we are confronted with. Now, this is the first of a four-volume series. And each one of the injunctions that you're going to read in the book and you're going to hear me pray later on in this CD, you will begin to understand that they are scripturally based. The Bible said that we should use the word of God to pray. And many times we are not praying the word of God. We are praying our worries. We do not pray the promises, we pray a problem. And so we need to learn the skills and the tactics and the right principles and engage in the proper preparation in order for us to become effectively. Now, in this particular text, I have referenced the scripture from which each section is constructed. Use this prayer daily. Pray it. Don't just read it, pray it, memorize it, use the scripture references in your daily devotion, study them. They will empower you to fight the good fight of faith. Supplement this warfare prayer with other volumes in this set and get the bookmarkers too. They'll increase not only the level of your articulations, but they will also give you fluency as you pray. Remember, it is only when you are placed in the middle of a battle or an impossible situation, and that is when there is no one or nothing that can save you or deliver you but God, that a true warrior is being born. I want to encourage you that as you pray, watch as circumstances and situations change for the better. And instead of giving up or giving in or falling prey to the strategies of the enemy, instead of throwing in the towel or waving the red flag and giving up, consider this and your circumstances as actual times and period of time when God is bringing you in to an actual training session. So your times of struggle, your times of testings and temptations could really be divine opportunities to bring you into a position where you can be trained in the art of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. Now, I want you to be assured of this very thing, that these times are authentic training grounds that God has selected to bring you in particular into true dominion. And even as David had said, that God will place you in positions so that you are not only just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. And I will assure you that you are coming out with more. God uses these times to ultimately train you so that you can, number one, have your potential maximized, and number two, so that you can fulfill God's original plan and purposes for your life. Now, the Bible states that believers should always pray and not faint, lest Satan should get an advantage of you. We are not ignorant concerning his devices. That lets us know that Satan has a whole series of devices. And in the next CD, we're going to talk about the kinds of devices that the enemy uses. However, now you must take Paul's apostolic directive again to heart.
Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about getting a job done. You know, for the Lord is saying, it's time to get the job done. We don't want to be spinning our wheels, praying amiss. And on Sunday evenings, that's what we're going to be talking about, being established intercessors, established warriors. Warriors. It don't take a whole lot to get the job done. We must live a righteous lifestyle so that when we go before the throne of God, that we can get the job done. It won't take us all the sweating and coughing, and it won't take all that. When we're living a righteous lifestyle and knowing the authority, how we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You can turn to Ephesians 6 and 12 and begin to meditate on that, because our love walk is important. So we can't say this person did that, this person did this, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we have to keep that in the forefront of our minds so that we don't have aught against flesh and blood, because it's against principalities, powers. And we have to know how to bind up the strong man. Unless we bind up the strong man, it's difficult to cast out demons. In Matthew 16 and 19, where Jesus instructed us to bind up the strong man. And all of this is part of commanding your morning. You know, he repeated his admonishment in Mark 3 and 27 when he warned us in Matthew 12 and 29 that we cannot spoil the strong man's house unless we first bind up the strong man. We have to bind up the strong man. How can we enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except we first bind him up, and then he will spoil his own house? Now, unless you know how to bind up the strong man, we're going to be talking about these things. So I encourage you to join in with us on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about commanding your morning, being established in prayer, for this is holy ground. You know, my mind go back to the church, how the church badly need to learn how to bind the enemy, both here on earth and in the heavenlies. The fight is in the spirit realm. So we act by faith in the word of God. No, we cannot see the strong man, but we know that he's at work. So we began to walk in our authority by binding and loosing, using the weapons that God have already given us. You know, God wants us to go higher in him. It behooves me when I'm out and I see how the enemy is destroying our young boys with their pants sagging. There's a righteous indignation that comes over me because we, as the people of God, we have set back and let this demon come in and take our children. Take our regions. Not walking in our authority. You know, God has given us authority to rule over principalities, over wide regions. And we go to church every Sunday. We go to Bible class every Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever day it may be. We're the first ones in Sunday school in these dilapidated areas. You know, and drugs here, drugs there. And we ride right past those houses. And we see our young boys out there, out of their minds, stealing for a living. But we happy on our way. It's time for a change. And we can do it through this walk of prayer, commanding our morning, our days, prayers that bring change. I'm talking about powered field prayers that can give hope and healing, heal relationships, bring financial freedom, give our children jobs, reestablish their minds, give them back their minds, get the drugs out of their hands and their hearts. Give them back their life, everything that the enemy has stolen from them. Those are the things that God wants us as warriors. He wants us to take it back. Take it back out of the enemy's hand. Taking our children. And I am upset. Spiritually upset. That we have set back and allowed prayer to be eradicated from our schools. And I want to encourage you to get upset at the enemy. As the world say, get pissed off at him. Black as I. Start decreeing some things. Start speaking over some things. The kingdom of God is voice activated. Speak those things as though it has already came to pass. Command it. Make it happen. Get the job done. For the enemy is under our feet. And it's time for us to take back what he has stolen. Our young people can't find jobs, can't pay their rent. They get up lethargic. You know, draining and stilling and don't have hope, don't have plans. The devil is a liar. It's time for us to go on our knees, to get on our face and get the job done. Take region, one region at a time. Ask God to fill our houses with his love, with a desire to take back our children. I'm going to play one last excerpt of the woman of God, and I pray that you're being blessed for truly.
Those that
hear
will sense and feel an anointing, and as this is recorded, I pray the anointing will break yokes. I pray hope will come back to homes and marriages will be healed. I pray for a second chance for those that have backslidden. I pray, Father, that yokes will be broken and burdens lifted. People will come into destinies. Inheritance will be released. I pray that things that the enemy has kept locked up will be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we decree and declare that even as we come in the volume of the book, it is written of us. According to Psalm 143, verse 8 to 10, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your spirit guide me. Synchronize me and syncopate me to your will. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom is my priority. Fulfilling my assignment is, hallelujah, my pleasure. Father, I decree and declare that I walk in the timing of the Lord. I function and conduct my life to fear according to your original plan and purpose. I command my day to fully cooperate with your plan and purpose for it. Superimpose your will over the will of evil spirits and evil man. Grant me divine kingdom asylum. Let not evil come nigh my dwelling. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Take hold of the ends of the earth and shake evil out of its place. Dismantle evil powers working to frustrate my day, my assignment and activities. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Since my times are in your hand, deliver me from the hand of my enemy and from those who persecute me. Arrest every contrary spirit in your might and in your power. Cause demonic destiny altering activities to cease. Overthrow the horse and the rider. Dismantle diabolical ordinances, bills, and laws. Hallelujah. Change legislation, policies, procedures, statutes, regulations, and codes so that your will is performed in the earth without, hallelujah, frustration or setback. I claim my inheritance. Foil the arrows shut toward me by day and cause night terrors to cease. Break evil and inappropriate patterns and processes of thoughts in my mind. I have the mind of Christ. I am anointed to think creatively, hallelujah, and accurately. I have the wisdom of God moving in my being. Hallelujah. I know that there is another level. Therefore, I seek those things which are above and not beneath. I ascend into new realms and access new dimensions of divine revelation and inspiration. Father, I will not backslide, nor will I look back in order to use all ways, all methodologies, nor all strategies. I receive the spiritual upgrading of my mind. My mind is free of all past and present negativities. I decree and declare that since I wear the helmet of salvation, it protects my mind and my thoughts. I have a divine kingdom paradigm which grants me new ways of thinking, new ways of working, new ways of living.
I thank you, Father, for granting me cutting-edge technologies, methodologies, tactics, and strategies. Annihilate death cycles and destroy cycles of failure and frustration. I decree that new cycles replace old cycles. All cycles of failure are now replaced with new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity. Cause the east winds of judgment to blow into the enemy's camp. Speak peace to diabolical cyclones and Euroclidean winds that are designed to bring shipwreck and disaster in my life. Cause divine and fresh winds of the Spirit to begin to blow. Let the winds of the Spirit blow. Let the west winds of replenishment, the north winds of abundance and copious blessings, the south winds of restoration and supernatural supply to blow profusely. Mobilize the angelic host. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare that now the heaven secret servant agents are released. I ask that you assign them as divine warriors warring on all my behalf. Assign them as my divine ambassadorial escorts and supernatural security. Let them marshal the boundaries and borders of my spheres of influence. Let them dismantle and destroy satanic strongholds and dispossess satanic squatters. Close the gates of death and seal up the doors of affliction and torment. Open divine portals and grant me access to new effectual doors of opportunities, gates of access, windows of divine revelation and paths of righteousness. Teach me your way so that I may know how to conduct my affairs in the most expeditious and stupendous manner. Let the sevenfold manifestation of your Holy Spirit be upon me this day. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord and prophetic insight. Let me not judge by the seeing of my natural eyes or the hearing of my natural ears. Grant me supernatural ability to hear clearly as you give me insight, witty ideas, creative inventions. Make me be sensitive in the realm of the spirit that I may pick up the frequency of the kingdom of heaven so that I may hear and comprehend direct kingdom downloads. Open up my ears and let your word inspire me to righteousness. I decree and declare that my eyes and my ears now work in concert to what you are doing in the realm of the spirit. I decree and declare that my ears are open to the symphonic movements of the spirit with clear, crisp transmission. I decree and declare that my spiritual eyes function under 20/20 vision for the correct, hallelujah, insight, understanding and interpretation of the choreographic move of God. I decree and declare that my eyes, hallelujah, be not seduced by the spirit of covetousness. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me into all truth. Order my steps according to your word and your original plan and purpose for my life. Make my feet as hinds feet. Lead me along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah, give me productivity with my hands. And I decree and declare that whatever my hands find to do, I will do it with all my might. Father, since your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, I shall neither stumble nor fall. According to Psalm 39:4, Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days that I may know how frail I am. I decree and declare that my season of frustration and failure are over and I walk into a new season of success and prosperity. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I take the authority, hallelujah, that you have given me, and I take that authority and I use it over my day in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that in the authority that you have given me, every element of and by the authority that you have given me, every element of my day shall cooperate with purpose and destiny. Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that you will bring all cosmological elements under your control, all ecological, sociological, spiritual, financial, meteorological, anthropological, hallelujah, environmental element, all of those must come into divine alignment. I decree and declare that today is the dawning of a new day. I'm excited. My spirit is ignited. I walk in favor with God and man. According to Psalm 25:21, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. I thank you for using all your divine skills in putting me together, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Not only have you used your skill to put me together, you are using the same skill to sustain me. I wait to see your finished product, the day that I will be transformed into the image statue of your dear son, because I want to be like him. Have your way in my life. Hallelujah. Today I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and I reach forth the excellency of God in Christ Jesus. According to Psalm Philippians 4, 8 to 9, my thoughts are governed only by things that are true and noble, things that are reputable, things that are authentic, things that are compelling, things that are gracious. The best are not the worst, the beautiful and not the ugly, things to praise, not things to, hallelujah, to curse. I put into practice what I have learned about what pleases you, and operate according to kingdom principles. I am a success-oriented individual, and everything I touch turns to prophetic gold. You are the one and true God who makes everything work together, and who works, hallelujah, with me and through me and in me, into your most excellent harmonies. Cause my will to work in perfect harmony with yours. Today I am blessed. There is no lack. All my needs are met, and I am out of debt, and I have more than enough to give. All financial doors are open. All financial channels are free. Endless bounty comes to me. Every resource necessary for me to fulfill God's original plan and purpose comes to me today. Sufficient are the provision for me today. I am healed, spirit filled. Sickness and diseases are far from me. I have buying power on my dollar, and I live in prosperity. I confess I only progress. I experience no setbacks, and I live a life full of success. I will persist until I succeed. I walk in dominion and authority, and my life is characterized by liberty. There is no slackness in my hand upon where I stand. God, you give me this land. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And because I am diligent, I decree and declare that I bear rule. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that I have dominion in all things. I am not subjected or subjugated by anything. But I take control of everything, and I subdue everything in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord make me rich, and I am daily loaded with benefits. I am crowned with God's love and mercy, and with all good things he satisfies me. I decree and declare that my home is a haven of peace. My interpersonal relationships are healthy, synergistically, and mutually beneficial. I work as unto the Lord with diligence in the spirit of excellence. My home, hallelujah, comes into divine alignment. My loved ones are happy and healthy and prosperous. My home, my department, and ministry function smoothly and efficiently. The Lord gives me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as to how to do my work more effectively, professionally, and accurately. The Lord gives me all the right people to work with me, hallelujah, and for me. Together we work as unto the Lord. I decree and declare that every relationship assigned to enhance my life and ministry for this season comes to me. I call forth every individually divinely assigned to assist me in the fulfilling of my kingdom assignment during this season. Come from the four corners of the earth. I command you to come from the seven continents and all the nations therein. I decree and declare my Abner comes. Father, clear paths, make ways, and open doors for them to find me. I call forth every relationship. Hallelujah, be it legal, business, social, intimate, whether it's friendship or ministerial or whatever. And I decree and declare that they are established according to your perfect will for their existence. Every individual with a diabolical assignment, I decree and declare that the anointing that is on my life will repel you when you come. I decree and declare that the anointing that is upon my life for this time and this season, hallelujah, for this mission, this mandate, and the fulfillment of purpose attracts only those with divine assignment. I release the law of magnetism and command it to operate. I magnetize only those things, those thoughts, those people, and those resources suitable to undergird and facilitate God's original plan and purpose for my life during this time and during this season. Anything or anyone that is assigned to undermine, frustrate, hinder, or hurt me, I command you to move. Move out of my sphere of influence in Jesus' name. I am favored by all who know me, meet me, work with me, and by those who have any kind a formal or informal relationship with me. The Lord and I work as partners, and I work according to his daily agenda. The Lord is teaching me how to improve my productivity and to work smarter and to do more in less time. I excel in productivity. I work and I always function with an outstanding attitude and produce superior work. The Lord empowers me to make positive and significant deposits in other people's lives. I will seek divine opportunities and occasions to help others to succeed. I maximize my potential and move boldly toward my destiny. I am a purpose-oriented individual and refuse to be distracted by insignificant things and people. Father, I love allow only those with a divine assignment to be drawn to me. Let favor, well wishes, kindness, and support be extended to me by all who meet me, know me, and interact with me. Supernaturally sustain every relationship given to me. Cause those with a diabolical assignment to be repelled by the anointing, grace, and favor. Father, I decree and declare with you, all things are possible. I shall not procrastinate. I act now without hesitation, anxiety, or fear. I excel in all things. I greet today with the anticipation of great things happening for me, to me, in me, and with me. I celebrate the creativity of God in the diversity of ethnicities and nationalities and humanity. I will judge nothing and no one before their time. I am fruitful. I have power to gain wealth. Whenever I go, wherever I live, the environment, atmosphere, and legislation, codes, ordinances, regulations, policies, adjust to accommodate my presence and purpose. I am in the perfect place for God to bless me. I decree and declare my relationships are fruitful and mutually beneficial. I am celebrated and loved by all who come into contact with me. I am walking out my 365 days of re-ingenuity, realignment, restoration, and revival. Everything about me is changing for the best. My body is strong and healthy. My mind is fortified and resolute. My emotions are sound and stable. My faith is steadfast and unfaltering. The zeal of the Lord fills my soul and spirit. I am an entrepreneur who provides jobs and better jobs. I am a successful business owner. Strengthen my shoulders that I may carry the full weight of the anointing that you have released, hallelujah, to me for this time and this season. Let it neither crush me, but let me rise up in supernatural power. Father, I decree and declare that even as I release my name in the atmosphere, I decree and declare that I have a good name and that there is no negative stigma attached to my name. My name is associated with greatness, integrity, nobility, righteousness, holiness, morality, ethical dealings, honesty, humility, grace, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, goodness, affluence, influence, excellence, interdependence, fairness, balance, inspiration, uprightness, reliability, friendliness, spirituality, authenticity, uniqueness, courage, sense of humor. My name is associated with loyalty, problem-solving skills, maturity. It is associated with diligence, vision, insight, empathy, tenderness, and originality. It is associated with self-control.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. My God. When have you prayed and spoke over yourself? You know, we pray, we intercede, but what do we say about ourselves? What do we speak over ourselves? The woman of God is speaking over herself. She's decreeing a thing. And the word of God says, it shall be established. And that's what we need. We need to be built up. No, 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 not tolerated, but celebrated. God wants us to know who we are. And if you're on this line tonight, let this make a difference in your life. Begin to change your way of thinking about you. Because we can't intercede and bring someone else into the kingdom until we know who we are in God. Until we know that we are God's best. Until we know that we're God's in the earth realm. The Word of God says it. The Word of God says it, that we're God in the earth realm. Begin to speak those things. Begin to speak those things. We're going to develop godly intercessors, powerful, authoritative, strong intercessors. That's who you are. Because when you understand that you can go to the Father and you can talk to Him and situations change. Your family relationships change. If you have someone, some young boy, or even a young man that's in your family, and I mentioned it earlier, that's walking around with his pants hanging down, mind lethargic, have no hope, no destiny. God wants you to pray him in. God wants you to call him in to the things of the kingdom. Victims of circumstances, because intercessors and warriors are not commanding their morning, are not commanding their day, are not taking authority and not believing what you say. Speak it. That's the beginning. That's activating the kingdom of God that's in you. And I'm going to pray over everyone on this line tonight. And I want you to repeat after me. And we're going to pray the prayer to break prayerlessness and spiritual slackness. You know, if you're slacked up in your prayer life and you see the enemy just running havoc in your home, in your families, as the woman of God was decreeing a thing over herself, the angels start being dispatched right away. Right away. So God wants us to be built up so we can go and pour into someone else's life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder the prayer life of the women and men of God on the line via phone or internet. I bind the cares of this world and the pride of life, that Leviathan is bound from his neck. Pride and deception are our enemies and not our friends. Lord, I thank you that we're able to break every dark covenant that have been set against the call of God on these, the lines of the people's lives is on this line, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they are liberated from every unholy thing, every unholy thought that will creep into the quarters of their spiritual lives, Father. Father, I renounce every soul tie that have distracted their minds from prayer assignments, assignments directly from you that have caused the people on the line, Lord God, to be scattered and not do what you have assigned them to do, Lord God. I bind their all financial, emotional, physical, association, or professional distraction against private time with you, that have not been set aside to be with you. I call in prayer time for these that's on this line, relationships with you, Lord God, commanding their days, their mornings, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of infirmities, the spirit of slothfulness, bound in the name of Jesus, the spirit of being slumber, a lazy demon, the spirit of hopelessness, you're bound in the name of Jesus, greed, selfishness, you're bound, I lay you off, I crush your head, forgetfulness, in the name of Jesus, take your flight. I thank you, Lord God, that they are quickened by the Spirit of the Most High God to fast, to watch and pray and worship and study the Word, Lord God, and to do warfare in the name of Jesus. Spiritual discipline of the Lord God is their portion. The line of spiritual connection open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open, open. Open up the gates, Father. The gates of heaven, of the minds, Lord God. So that everyone on this line, Father, will be able to hear your voice, know your voice. A stranger they will not follow. In the name of Jesus, that they will begin, Lord God, to know the authority, the power, the anointing that you have already preordained for them, Father. I bind up any pity spirit, any lying demon, any spirit of deception that make anyone on this line feel they need to deceive to get things. Father, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, I decree and declare that everyone on this line, their life will be changed because of their faithfulness, their love to you, Father. I thank you, Father, that their spiritual life will be prosperous and no good thing, Lord, will be withheld from them. I cast the spirit that comes against their prayer life out of their houses. All heaviness, all depression, go, take your flight. And I put on the whole armor of God, not just for myself, but even for them, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God. I call them whole. I call them healthy. I call them women and men of the kingdom. And I thank you, God, that they'll be strong in every area of their lives, that their feet is shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That they carry an anointing, Lord God, of intercession, just intercession in their bellies, Father. I thank you, Lord God. Every fiery dart of the enemy is broken off their minds and cast out of their hearts. I thank you, Lord God, that their loins is girdled with truth. And every lie against their intercession and their relationship with God is defeated in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that in their hands that they have the sword of the Spirit, and in their other hand, Lord God, the shield of faith, the word of God shall cover and keep them throughout their days and their nights. And I decree and declare that the oracles of God is before them, and men is behind them, Lord God. That door is closed. The word of God will go before them, the Logos, the Rhema word. And I speak forth prayer in their life. And the things that I speak, Lord God, tonight will cause their feet to do what you have commanded them to do, that they will speak things out of their mouths, Lord God, and they shall be established. I bind up anything that will come against their health. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no authority. You have no power. You have no might. I render you helpless. And I thank you, Lord God, that every part of their minds is regulated. Every thought is lining up with your word, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're giving them their destiny, that they will see the plan that you have for them in the name of Jesus. And I realize, Father God, that it is your will that no soul is lost. Father, I ask you right now that you will put a righteous indignation in them, Lord God, that they will go out and take the land, win one of your children back to the kingdom. Cause a young man to pull his pants up, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to cause him to understand
what you want him to do. Speak to them, Lord God, and cause them, Father God, to have such thick anointing on their lives, Father, that when they touch someone, that they will be healed. I thank you, Father, that they will be able to stand in the gap and be on the wall and make up a hedge. And, Lord God, that they will realize that their prayers can change their family lives, can change their city, can change their nation. And that they will not pray amiss, that they will call on you, Lord God. And they will repent, Lord God, for anything that have hindered their prayers. And we thank you, Father, as we join our faith together, Father. We yield and we submit our prayer lives to the Holy Spirit. That you will give them the words, Father, that they will be faithful to prayer. And that they would know the deep things, that you would give them revelation, Father. That their days is numbered, Father. But the days that you give them, Lord God, that they would use them to build up your kingdom, to make a difference in someone else's life. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus. I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. I wrap it up, Lord God, with your blood, that the enemy cannot penetrate their minds or nor their thoughts, that they will march up the king's highway with more power, more anointing, and more diligence. And I thank you, Lord God, that they will make the difference in their family, that they will make the difference in their city, that they will make the difference in their situation because of their faithfulness to you. We thank you, Father, for meeting us at our point of need. We decree and declare that this shall be established in Jesus' holy name, we pray. For Lord, there is none like you. None. No, not one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen. Amen. Well, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, we're going to open the lines up. If you'd like to make a comment, if you were blessed, we just encourage you to come forth and just give God some glory. Put the enemy to flight. For truly God is able. Truly he is able. Amen, amen. Bless
amen.
God. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, woman of God. This is Tammy Russell from Gary, Indiana. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center here in Gary. And I just wanted to thank the Lord today, this evening especially, for being on the line. As I say all the time, kingdom builders and kingdom daughters are such an inspiration to me. On a regular basis, you all help uplift me in the evening time. And it carries me. It carries me through the night. It carries me to teach me how to present my day, like the command of morning. Hello?
Praise God. We're still here.
Okay. As in the command, your morning, I'm looking forward to getting up and commanding my morning, to getting more anointing, to seeing God's blessings. That's the beautiful part, to see what you pray manifest and God's faithfulness to his word. He show up and show himself inside of commanding your morning. And I thank you, woman of God, for bringing it to our remembrance on the line tonight, for allowing Minister Trim, Cindy Trim, to come on the line tonight and minister unto us again. And I just want to just encourage you to keep on and pressing in and standing in proxy for us, woman of God, because we need it. We need the strength. And God has given you the zeal to strengthen us, men and women, us sisters and brothers in Christ, in lifting us up and our children up. And we cannot say thank you enough to you, but we say thank you, God, for allowing this woman of God to receive your holiness, to receive your gift that you released upon her life, and to carry it out and carry it through for us, to stand in proxy for us. We thank you, Father, for that. Because some days, woman of God, we cannot do it. We don't have the strength, and our minds be elsewhere. And when you bring it to our remembrance on the line, it helps. It literally helps save lives. Because as you were teaching and ministering to us tonight, I got a prayer in for my children. I got a word in the heavenly realm for my children. And I'm expecting the results of holiness to come. I'm expecting to see their lives change and manifest right before my eyes. Thank you, woman of God, for standing in proxy for us, for receiving the strength that God has given you and flourishing out, you know, those rivers of living waters. It brings life. So stay encouraged, woman of God. And I thank the Lord for this line, for kingdom builders and kingdom doers, because that's what you all do. That's what you do.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Tammy, for truly we give God all of the glory.
Yes.
For
yes.
It is Him that give us the will to do. And, you know, I just thank Him for what He's doing to bring His people into a place of understanding of what He expects of us. So you stay encouraged and you stay in prayer for those children of yours, because I'm telling you, God will hear and He will answer.
Yes.
And He will answer. He will deliver. I'm telling you, He's
yes,
been delivering.
I know.
And He will not stop. He will not stop.
I'm looking for them to be set free so much, from the oldest to the youngest. I can't wait.
Amen. Be in expectation and always speak those things as though it's already done. Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have a comment?
Prophetess Teresa, this is Sister Valerie from Michigan. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Val.
God bless you. It's been a while. I just thank God for you and the powerful prayer that you prayed for those that were on this line. And that prophetess, what is her name, Prophetess Teresa, the minister
yes.
that spoke? What is her name?
Her name, Dr. Cindy Trim.
Dr. Cindy Trim is a blessing to the body of Christ, to the kingdom
yes.
of God. I have never heard a woman of God pray like that. She must have prayed from, what, about an hour or so?
Mm-hmm.
But the authority and the words that went forth, her decreeing and her declaring, teaching about spiritual warfare, and it was just so fruitful and so powerful, and your prayer was just reiterating what we need to do. We need to get back to being effective intercessors in the distractions and the things and the sluggishness of our lives. We need to put aside and really, oh God, what I would do to just pray like that minister, oh my God. You know, God confirms His word. She prayed the word and then much more with it. God's will is his word. His word is his will. If you have the word of God in you, in your belly, coming up like rivers of water, you can pray with that type of authority. I've never heard a woman of God pray like that. But it was so fruitful. It was so inspiring and compelling. I just thank God for you and Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters for your imparting this wisdom and knowledge in me on tonight, as it was definitely confirmation of where God is taking his people by faith. And I pray that I will be stronger. I felt stronger hearing those prayers, and it was just a blessing to be in, tuned in tonight. Thank God for you and that wonderful, wonderful minister.
Amen. It's always so good to hear your voice, and truly we need one another, and
yeah.
It's good to just intertwine with like-minded believers.
Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you, that same anointing that's on her life, I speak it over your life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
And I want you to receive that.
Thank you.
I decree and declare, and I speak it in the heavenlies.
Hallelujah.
The same anointing, the same prayer life, the same authority that Dr. Trim walks in. I speak it over my sister,
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Valerie, in the name of Jesus.
For
it is so. As that word went forth, I want you to grab it from the heavenlies and receive it in your spirit and begin to walk in it.
Thank you.
For it is yours. In Jesus' name. And that's what these lines are designed for. To build up the kingdom of God that's in you.
Yeah.
To stir up the waters that's in our bellies.
Yeah.
To activate the
yeah.
prophetic anointing that God has already released into the earth realm. So that we can go out and we can begin to pour. And we can begin to stir up. And we can begin to activate someone else. That's what these lines have been established for. In January, we give God the glory. We will be starting Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And it will start with the online ministry that you'll be able to take classes, receive certifications, licensing, and ordination after completion of the courses. And then we will begin to have graduations once a year that we will all come together at a location. So I just bless God. I bless God for what he's doing, because God wants his people to be established, to walk in victory as Jesus did, that wherever he went, things changed. And he said, these things that we're going to be able to do even more. So God has put that assignment upon us to start the academy. It will start in January. You'll be able to go online, take your classes. There will be facilitators where you'll be able to tune in to the presentation of the classroom. It will be like a YouTube presentation. You can go online and get your homework, submit your homework. It's going to be an awesome teaching. And most other instructors are instructors such as Dr. Cindy Trim. So we just encourage you to get ready, get prepared, because things are going to change in 2012. Walk into your next blessed place in God. Now, is there anyone else on the line that would like to have comments or a testimony or anything that you would like to say?
Prophetess Teresa.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
This is me.
Miss Janae.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
You know, I'm very touched. I too admired the prayer of the doctor.
Yes.
Going from her belly, into my womb, into my ears. It's just so anointing. That power. And when she was just flowing with it, it's just flawless. You know, there's no envy in that. That says, wow, I have the same anointing. I can also flow like that. And do it for God, because to God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, some of us saying we want, we wish we had. But think about it. Ask God. He said, ask and it shall be given. But when we ask him, are we utilizing what we already have? A lot of things we want to have, we've already got it. But we need to step out on our faith. Because I looked at her as she was praying, just seemed like I'm just looking at her and say, she's just walking in her. You know, she's just walking and talking and just walking and talking and just walking and talking and utilizing her gift for the glory of God, reaching and teaching and preaching. Oh, wow. That was such a strong, powerful voice that I felt that the issues, the problems, and the things that I'm going through, I felt like she had already touched and agreed with me, and it's over. It's done. I won. I got my victory. The victory I'm waiting on, that power right there just sent revelation to my spirit. Expectation that I'm expecting. I'm excited because it's already done. It's already established. Because her praying really touched. It really touched and opened up some areas. That, not that I'm doubtful, because I'm nowhere near doubtful. It's just that I'm just overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. God used the women in the Bible back then, and God is using women now. Not saying that many men, God is using us women. Not saying when we women get together, oh, my. We can move those mountains. We can move those hills. And you're right. God is doing some things. God is doing some powerful movements. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. There's some issues that I'm really looking for prayer for. I'm releasing some things with my son, with my my daughter-in-law. It's overwhelming, but yet and still, you know, I'm just walking in the glory of God, because God's going to get glory out of that as well, to have my son cut off from me. For her to block a number that he can't call, she's into witchcraft, and she's got him so powerful in the witchcraft and spirit and spell that it is nothing nice. It's a sight that I wish for no parent to have to see or go through. It is just that. And I'm asking for prayer for that too, because I've been praying for it, but you know what? It's time to just release it in the atmosphere, because it is warfare time. And I am in warfare with this, and just being harassed through her, even through text messages. And, you know, I usually keep some things just, well, God and I will handle it, but it's more than God and I. You know, he said with his two or more touching and agreeing. So I'm just putting this out there in the atmosphere now. I'm putting it out for the sisters. I'm putting it out for whoever to touch and agree with this. That this here would be broken, this witchcraft and spirit, this demonic spirit, these chains and bonds that have my son, you know, that they would be broken. That even she will come to know God. They go to church, but it's, you know, anybody can go to church. And I'm just asking for a breakthrough. God miracles will come down upon Valerie, is her name. My son's name is Xavier. You know, that this here would also be bind and broken. And he will come back. And he will come back to God, come to his senses. It's just overwhelming for me. But I know God is able. I'm just giving God the victory and the glory for it, because I call it done. In Jesus' name, I appreciate prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless God. You know, it's a season where we have to begin to look at ourselves. We have to begin to look at ourselves and say, Lord, start with me. What can I do to fix this? What can I do to change this? And that's the prayer that I encourage everyone on this line to pray. Lord, start with me. I have authority and control over every situation. As I decree and declare a thing, it shall be established. And that's the word for tonight. Decree it, declare it, and don't be decreeing no bogus witchcraft stuff. Decree and declare kingdom purposes in people's lives. Decree it. I don't care how evil they treat you. I don't care what kind of text they send you. Keep sending them blessings. Keep seeing them line up. Begin to see it. Just as you saw the woman of God prophetically decreeing and declaring, begin to see the turnaround in those situations that concern you. And everything that we need is in our hands. So when we start with ourselves, we have a running start. So we're going to start with ourselves. Lord, fix me. Because a lot of times, the power that we have to change situations, we're not using it. Decree and declare the change, and it shall be established. Amen, amen. And we are certainly in agreement with you, woman of God. Just know that God is moving as we speak. Continue to decree it, declare it, and then you can call us with that testimony for this. So, because if you're praying like Dr. Trim, you can see that it's already happened. The change has already come. Is there anyone else on the line that would have a word? We're going to pray for Evangelist Hannah. She is resting, and we just want to lift her up in prayer tonight. You know, a strong warrior for Christ. And, of course, the enemy want to shut your mouth when you war in the heavenlies. So I just want to ask everyone on the line to just lift Evangelist Hannah up in prayer. Pray the prayer of faith for her healing. And even speak to her lungs that they're oxidated. Decree those things. Join your faith with ours, and we just see her already healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Evangelist Hannah. We thank you, Father, for the victory. We thank you, Father, for the testimonies. We thank you, Father, for everyone that come in contact with her, Lord, that they would know you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that she's healed. We call her healed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we send your word to everyone that touch her body, to everyone that come in her room, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that she's healed, she's whole, and she is set free. In the name of Jesus, we're standing in faith together, in Jesus' name, for it is so. Father, we lift up the woman of God. We thank you, Father, for Sister Jennings. We thank you, Lord God, that she have the victory over every situation, that she shall decree and declare a thing, and it is established. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against her in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that
your loving kindness. You said, I'll draw them with my loving kindness. And we thank you, Lord God, that the loving kindness that's on her, Lord God, will draw them, Father. We decree and declare that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, what we're going to do is, if you would like to get some prophetic decrees sent out to you, we encourage you to go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org. Go to the tab where it says prophetic decrees, and you'll be able to download them. You'll be able to print them. And if you'd like to get a copy mailed out to you, just click on the contact tab, and we'll be more than happy to mail you out a copy. And I think that that will be all for tonight's session. If there's not any more comments, I have muted the lines back out. If you have any comments, you can press 1, and I will bring you back into the board. But again, I send much blessings and much love to you women and men of God. And I encourage you to walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love. Whatever the enemy tried to bring up on you, don't let him take your love walk. Don't let him touch that forgiveness. For if we don't forgive, when we pray, God said he will not even hear us, and he will not answer. So forgiveness and love is key elements to getting the job done, to getting the job done. Well, again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks here live encouraging you to be all that God says that you are. Forget about the past and press on to your future. We'll be having more and more and more to give to you. So be blessed tonight. God bless you. We love you. And have a wonderful evening. And stay in the Lord and stay with God. For truly, there is none like him. God bless you and we love you. We'll see you again, same time, same place, on Sundays. Talking about warfare, commanding your morning. And again, we have a man of God that comes on Thursdays, the Warfare Hour, Apostle Clark at 8 o'clock. And then we also have Evangelist Hannah on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, Just Breathe, with phenomenal speakers. And then on Saturdays, we have Minister Sophia and her husband, The Right Way, Friday Night Live at 8 p.m. And then we are filling up the schedule. We have different broadcasts coming on first and second Sunday of each month, Dr. Mills. So I just encourage you, if you want a copy of the schedule, just go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org, and you can get a copy of the schedule. And if you like to sow into the ministry, you can do so by going to the website. And I would be amiss not to give a salvation call. If you believe that Jesus died and he rose again and you have not accepted him as your Savior, there's nothing that you have done that he will not receive you unto himself. If you're ready to walk into God's very best, I encourage you to repeat after me, Lord, please forgive me for I have sinned. I want you in my life. I need you in my life. I want to walk in the blessed place, Lord God, that you have ordained for me to walk in. I accept you in my kingdom, says the Lord, for it is the place that he would have you to be. If you have said that prayer, if you have quoted that decree, welcome to the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing, and truly we are rejoicing. You can go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org. If you don't have a Bible, we'll be happy to send you out a Bible at no charge to you. We'll be happy to love on you, to minister to you, to be connected with you, and to even welcome you, and even if to give you contacts that we have in your city.
welcome. Get excited because God loves you and so do we. If you want to go to our website just to check it out, you can check that out. But we're under construction, but we have so much to put on that website. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. And remember, there is none like the Lord.